Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Deb Zucker of Vital Medicine. Welcome to this month's free teleseminar, which is on experimenting with playful curiosity. And this is one of my favorite topics, which you might hear me say most every month, but this one really is. And what I love about it is that it's one of the most simple and profound things that you can do to really radically shift your relationship with health. And so I intend today to give you a little taste of that freedom that you can experience and the vitality that is on the other side of all the rights and wrongs and shoulds, and to help you really see how this playful experimentation is really at the foundation of true healing, of awakening to life and showing up as an agent of change who's in service to the greater good for all, which is really part of the bigger mission of what I'm up to here in Vital Medicine and my work with all of you. So for those of you who are live on the call today, I have you on mute, and all you have to do is press *6, and I'll know that you've raised your hand and have something to share. And generally, I wait for the later part of the call, after about a half hour or so of my teaching. It varies each month. And at that point, I'll open it up for just dialogue and Q&A. But you can know that you can just press *6 at any time, and I'll know that you're there with something to share. All right, before I dive deep into the topic, let's just take a bit of time to presence ourselves and ground. So if you could remove any distractions from your space and give yourself the opportunity to come home to your body right now. You might want to close your eyes and just take the time to feel what it feels like to be in your body, to be on the chair or the couch or wherever you are, just to feel yourself in the environment with gravity taking your body and giving yourself a sense of self, of weight, of presence in the space that you're inhabiting right now and within yourself. And I'd like you to just tune in to what drew you to listen into this call today. What expectations might you have? What might you be yearning for or looking for that had you prioritized this over everything else that you could be spending your time doing? And to tune into that as a way to really anchor yourself to that priority, to really choose to be present on this call, to open, to receive whatever it is that you're here to learn and grow in and perhaps see your way forward into the freedom that I'll be touching into today. So with that, let's talk about what experimenting with playful curiosity actually means. For me, it means letting go of the rule book. It means letting go of what we think we are or are not supposed to be doing. That attitude that we often have of needing to manage ourselves or overcome ourselves or rally ourselves. It means recognizing that we can actually relax in life and that we can actually accept all of who we are and choose to consciously align ourselves with what's true for us, regardless of whatever the experts might be saying. So taking charge of ourselves and having the opportunity to loosen up all the externally based rules that we live by. Health and self-care really don't need to be so serious. We don't need to wrap ourselves in all the shame and the self-judgments. We don't need to be unhealthy in that way in our effort to be healthy. And I know we all at least have tasted a bit of that, if not live a lot in that reality, to make ourselves bad or wrong because we're not doing something that we think we ought to. So my invitation tonight with this topic is let's lighten up, you know, let's play in life. We actually can choose freedom. We can choose the freedom that comes when we truly embrace our life as an ongoing experiment. So none of us, you know, what do I want to say? I guess really none of us have any clue what this is all really about. And when I say what this is all really about, it's like none of us really know what being alive is about or what being in a body is about or what consciousness or the universe. We construct all these meanings around it. We have sensings and we may feel an intuitive knowing of something that feels like a truth, and yet really we don't know. And so I'm saying this bigger context of the not knowing to really invite in that deeper, broader level of life as an experiment. To relax into that, to relax into recognizing that everything that we think of as real, including ourselves, is in some sense a constructed reality. And so can you imagine what bringing that perspective on board would mean in terms of how you care for yourself or what health even is? What if we simplify out of all of the rules and all the rights and wrongs and the constructs that we're embedded in and actually start tuning in for what really brings us alive and trying different experiments to clarify that for ourselves on an ongoing basis? What if you could even take this beyond just the experiments, but what if you could approach change and personal development and conscious evolution and your health journey as a game, you know, a game that you're actually the master of? What if the change didn't need to be so hard and you could simply make a commitment to try something out for a while, asking for whatever supports you might need to make it happen, and then experimenting with what you experience, how you feel, what augments the sense of aliveness and more optimal vitality for you, and what things are you doing that might be reducing it. And then after 2 weeks, you assess and create a new experiment with modifications on what you had done before, or you might keep it the same for a while. So you're being a playful, conscious evolutionary. You know, you're dynamically steering yourself from what you learn and the feedback that you receive all the time. And what I want to invite here is that this isn't like the play of a rebellious teenager or the play of a child who doesn't really have kind of the greater consciousness. This is the play of an adult who's actually consciously engaging in life, who's awakening to life. And so from that place, you're responsible for stewarding this life that you are, this body and being. You are consciously inhabiting yourself. So you're self-aware, you're attuned, and you're constantly augmenting that attunement, constantly expanding your awareness, constantly dropping in more deeply to what it is to be responsible, not from the place of the externally created rules, but from the place of recognizing this immense gift that you have to be alive and conscious in this body right now. So this is where we get to stay awake to the miracle of being alive in these bodies with this lifetime, however long or short that might be, to play and explore and experience this incredible mystery of life as your unique being. Never will you have that opportunity again to be you, to experience and express life as you are. And I'm emphasizing this to really help us to drop into what an amazing gift this is. So whether you or I or any of us have any clue what any of this is all about, wouldn't you want to experience this gift to the maximum, like starting right now, optimizing your vitality and sense of aliveness and your sense of engagement and self-expression and contribution to our collective evolution, doing what it takes to do that? And yet, you know, I'm going to pause here for a sec with that momentum to say, you know, can you see the trap that's there too? Because it's so easy for our minds to take that and want to go right into creating another should, to go right into telling ourselves that we need to do something, that there's something we have to live up to, there's something that we're supposed to do because, you know, we attach to that. And so the difference is when we orient from the opportunity, when we orient from the opportunity to come fully alive, to live fully in the playground of life with curiosity, with wonder, with awe at simply being alive. And I'm just going to pause and just see if you can just tune in to yourself in this moment and feel the difference of that. Feel the difference of what it is to be oriented from that opportunity to fully express and be and experiment and live your life in awakened knowing of the gift. And contrast that to perhaps a more habitual way of being immersed in the externally and internally created sets of rules and shoulds and things that we're constantly trying to rally and live up to. So for those of you who don't know my story, I just want to pause here to say that for me, everything I'm speaking to here is not a theory or it's not some high ideal. I've come into these perspectives from my own very up and down and complicated healing journey. I know what it feels like to be grasping for solutions because I've felt really out of control in the past with what was happening in my body and being. And I know what it feels like to attach to one protocol after the next with lots of rules of what I could and couldn't do and things I needed to take and appointments I needed to keep. I tried so many different approaches in an effort to heal myself, and that personal journey, along with the training that I ended up jumping into to become a doctor, led me to really pop out of that whole paradigm. And it's been gradual, and I'm still sort of finding my way and inhabiting more fully what it is I'm speaking to. But really, like I came to realize how I was relating with myself and all these things I was doing to try and get healthy, that how extremely unhealthy I was and how dishonoring of my life energy I was simply from holding myself in those ways and making the choices that I was from that place. And so over time, I've really learned to relax into the journey. And I'm saying the journey in both, you know, sort of the way that we think about health, but really it's our life journey and relaxing into the symptoms that might be there and the diagnoses that might come with that and to really find my way into a deeper ground of how I'm making the choices in my life so that I'm actually prioritizing and giving myself permission to nourish myself in ways that really honors the life energy that I'm embodying, and to make choices that give me a sense of release and help to just create a sense of leaping into my life energy. And with all of that, you know, comes this topic, you know, that it's come from lots of experiments. And I'm constantly in experiments all the time, and I love it. It's playful. It brings a sense of lightness to my life, that I can try things out and simply see what feels good and then let go of the things that don't. And then, you know, it's like I'm constantly changing. You know, we all are. There's nothing static about being alive. And if we engage with ourselves in that evolutionary context, that we're consciously engaging and supporting our evolution and steering ourselves, then life itself is this ongoing experiment. And so I see, you know, I see not only with myself what's been happening, but I also see it all the time with the clients I work with. When I introduce the idea of experiment, it's like something truly revolutionary. You know, it feels really simple to me. I mean, I think partly it feels simple to me because I've been doing it for a long time now. But I see the change immediately in people's faces. It's like there's this relaxation that comes on. And they often smile. It's like this profound thing that they actually don't need to beat themselves into submission anymore to make change in their life. And in the process, you know, it's like we make it fun. We make it celebratory. There's lots of loving encouragement to learn and grow and consciously evolve. And it's, you know, it feels revolutionary in a way, even though, you know, I laugh when I say that because it's like, our whole health paradigm, you know, regardless of whether it's conventional, alternative, you know, whatever modalities, it's like there's so much in which we are consciously or unconsciously thinking that we need to beat ourselves into a box in order to be healthy. And I just really want to free us all from that. And it's not just health. I mean, it's sort of like the orientation we have in our life in general, that, you know, we're trying to make sense of this whole thing of being alive and being in this body and what we're supposed to be doing and prioritizing. And again, I just want to simplify it all and help us just drop into an awake experiment of playing and being in these lives in a way in which we all come into greater flourishing and thriving and expression of our uniqueness. So let's try an experiment now. If you have a journal, grab it. Otherwise, you can just kind of follow along and just see what shows up without needing to write it down. So tuning into yourself now in this moment, you might want to close your eyes. Again, just grounding into your body. And feeling what it feels like to be you right now from the physical sensations, the emotions, the thoughts that are floating through. And as you contact yourself a little more fully in this moment, I'd like you just to tune into something that you feel like you've been leaning into in life these days. Something that you know might really augment your sense of kind of juicy aliveness, coming alive a bit more fully, or a lot more fully. What are you aware of that you've been leaning into but might not have fully stepped into? What would it be? And I want you to get really concrete and grounded here. So tuning in, is it something relational, physical, work or service oriented, behavioral, a habit? What is it? And then, you know, as you're tuning into what that might be, I'd like you to begin to formulate just one experiment that you'd like to create around what came up for you. And, you know, I'd like to propose that you create this experiment for the next 2 weeks, just 2 weeks. You know, that's the timeline that I often use with clients, and I've found it's a really nice link because it's totally doable. You know, even if it's a change that feels like it's a big stretch, a commitment of 2 weeks isn't so long that it feels like you have signed your life away or you have to really go into that place of that I was contrasting with of needing to rally and make yourself do something. So this isn't about that, just something that you'd like to try for 2 weeks. And now I'd like you to tune into all the different obstacles that typically trip you up around these kinds of commitments to yourself. So when I say these kinds, like you've probably had sort of that like jump in and fix yourself kind of try something out intentions before, you know, our orientation to health in our society is full of it. It's like sort of the get quick diet or the, you know, New Year's resolutions that you start going to the gym or whatever it might be, you know. So notice what are the typical obstacles that trip you up. And I'd like you to name them and get really honest with yourself. And this is a shame-free zone, no judgment. Like you're just taking stock and looking at them. And you're looking at them from the place where you're empowering yourself to get creative around solutions to address them. So this isn't about beating yourself up. This is about, like, okay, this is what's happened before. How can we shift that pattern now by me being really committed to myself and trying something different as an experiment? So from this place, you know, your experiment can include both, you know, the intention and then also the solutions for the obstacles. So, you know, for instance, if you know that you tend to last 2 days with a particular change before seeing yourself turning to the habits that you've had before, regardless of whatever the feedback you may be getting, you might think about what kind of accountability structures would support you. You know, a buddy to check in with, or encouraging reminders on your wall or computer screen, a playful mantra, a daily email or text to a friend, or a professional who is holding that intention with you. So just knowing for yourself, like, and those are just some examples, your creativity can find as many as you want to play around with. And again, this is a play. This is an experiment. So you can try something out, and if the results aren't bringing you into the state that you're moving towards, you know, a greater state of vitality, then you shift it. It's not a big deal. It's just you're trying things out. So the thing I want to highlight here for us all to remember, and this is where again I'm bringing us into a whole different paradigm and ground of how we're holding ourselves in this, that we're not going for a linear outcome here. And I just want to repeat that. We are not going for a linear outcome here. We're playing, and with that comes all the nuance and unpredictability. So every part of what we're doing, we're engaging in, is part of the experiment. So if we set an intention for 2 weeks and it lasts 2 days, that's all part of the experiment. That's the feedback. And that's an impetus to begin the next experiment. So with this, you know, the cool thing about this orientation of experimentation and playful curiosity is that we set ourselves up to be actively learning. If we make choices that run us into the ground, we get to be present with what happened, learning from it, and having that learning inform us of what we might try differently in our next experiment. So it's kind of the same, you know, if you've been a parent or if you've taken care of children and you allow them to fall or you allow them to hurt themselves, even though you know if you'd leapt in, you might have prevented it, this is what we're going for, because we let the children fall and pick themselves up, and they learn from that. They grow, and they find some new ways of moving their bodies or a different approach to what they're trying to do. And it's the same thing if we hold ourselves to that same life wisdom. Can you see the freedom in this? Can you see the release, you know, the transformation of how we might ordinarily go to shame and give up? We totally stop our momentum. We get stuck in our sense of failure. With this orientation, there's no such thing as failure. We recognize that we're always in movement, and we can always start wherever we are and try the next thing. So with this, I just want to offer, you know, as you're thinking about your experiment to try, whatever your first experiment's going to be, an important tip that I want to emphasize is that one of the big things that many of us face in the realm of health and even just personal change and transformation is that we try to do it alone, in isolation. And we get frustrated not being able to create the changes we seek without sustaining what we know would really support us. So we all need each other. We can't do it alone, none of us. And we're all different in terms of what that support looks like, and that's part of the experiment. But I just want to encourage you all to find your supports, your people, whether friends or loved ones, family, professionals that you pay, you know, to help you find that sweet spot that we're speaking of here, the possibility of really learning, kind of reprogramming yourself to navigate through life with this playful curiosity and experimentation, where you actually augment your capacity to consciously evolve, to consciously embody yourself in an aligned, life-giving way. And this is where life becomes play, where we live in our evolution, consciously experimenting, shifting direction, trying on new ways of being, sticking with those that work for us until they no longer do, and then letting them go. And we embrace change as part of our intimate dance with this great mystery that we're all a part of. You know, so that gets back to what I was speaking to before. Really, none of us know what all this is about, why we're here, what it means to be a human alive at this time. And we create meaning, and we live in all these constructs and ideas of what's true and what's not true. And yet, what would it be to really embrace our fluidity in that dance, that mysterious dance that we're in? You know, life becomes way more fun when we let go of our tight hold of who we think we're supposed to be and what we think we're supposed to be doing. Our pathway to optimum vitality really isn't what most of us think it is. So my invitation to you is to pop out of the box with me. Love and nurture yourself, not because you're supposed to, but because when you wake up to the essence of life, there's really nothing else that makes any sense whatsoever to prioritize above that. Bring yourself alive. Play in this mysterious game of life that we're all in. Experiment. Try things out. Live on the edge, your edges. Step into the unknown consciously. Stretch yourself. Try on new ways of being, new ways of seeing, new ways of knowing. And recognize that in embracing this playful, curious, experimental way of holding yourself in life, that you're gifting us all with a fuller, deeper, more authentic expression of you in the world. And what does this translate into? That you and I and all of us, that we show up more fully as agents of positive change in a world that is really calling out for healing. We need you to free yourself in this way. This is really the bigger mission that I'm standing in, knowing that when we awaken our optimum vitality and free ourselves in these ways in life, that we will all augment and unleash our force of love and creative goodness in the world. You know, that's what gets me excited in my work. You know, it's definitely worthwhile, you know, to have that one-on-one connection and see people blossom and flourish and release themselves from all of the stuck places. But the part that really gets me juiced and excited is knowing the translation of that. That each of us, in unleashing ourselves, sort of lets loose our creative expression and offering in the world at a whole other level. And so I just want to invite you to join me in this. Will you please join me in this? You know, it feels like, again, when we really awaken to this gift of being alive in these bodies, that there's no greater priority than to free and awaken ourselves in service to showing up for all of us in this mystery that we have no idea what we're doing or what it's all about, but that we show up anyway. And, yeah, I think I'm going to stop there. And you can tell there's a lot of passion for me in this. And I hope I've touched something in you today for all of you listening live and those of you who will be listening later. And so I want to open it up now for some live Q&A time for some dialogue, because I really want to hear any comments and questions of what might have been stirred in those of you who are here right now with me. And actually, you know, just to say a few more things before I open it up to questions, I also want you all to know that if you recognize now that you really could benefit from having the support of a mentor, a guide, an accountability partner, and feel curious about whether I might be a fit for you in this, just give me a call, 360-389-2182, or send me an email at deb@vitalmedicine.com, and let's set up a free 20-minute initial consult to see if we're a good fit. I'm always available for that, whether it's you or if you think of someone else you know who might be a fit. I'd really appreciate you passing along my information. And I also want to say that if you've enjoyed this call, join me next month, Wednesday, April 2nd, for essentially kind of the next step beyond what I've been talking to today, which is the topic I've called Optimizing the Feeling Good Feedback Loop. So we kind of touched into the feeling good today, but this is sort of what happens. Like, how do we take the experiments and then actually deepen in our self-awareness and sustaining and augmenting the changes that we're seeking. So continue to feel good. So if you go to my website now, you can actually register for free. You'll see under the events header that it's already listed there. All right, I think I'm done with announcements. So if any of you who are live tonight want to share anything, just press star 6, and I'll see you come up in the Q&A queue here, and I'm happy to engage any questions, any comments, anything that's touched you in the call tonight, or, you know, this is also a time where I'm just available to you. So if there's anything that you might want some support around, and I encourage you just to reach out. So star 6, don't be shy. All right, no one is raising their hand just yet, so let me see as I'm just want to give a little bit of time, because I know sometimes it can take a bit for the thoughts to percolate or the sense of wanting to share to come up. So I'll just talk a little bit more right now while I'm waiting. Let's see if there's anything more that's touching me to share in this moment. I guess I'll just speak for a minute and we'll see if anyone wants to share, and if not, I'll wrap up. But I think it's newer for me to really be explicit about the greater mission of what I'm offering in Vital Medicine and why I do the work I do. So I guess I just want to highlight that again from what I shared tonight, that really for me, this journey of awakening to our own optimal vitality, our own empowered sense of playfully navigating our way in life with greater freedom and ease and a sense of aliveness that feels juicy and engaged. And I'm not saying this in a way that's kind of black and white, like we're in this static state of being, because everything I'm speaking to is really dynamic and includes just the range of human experience. So you may have gotten when I was sharing my story that part of what I learned was actually to relax into the symptoms, relax into the diagnoses I received, and to find the vitality and life juice underneath that. And that for me, you know, this is really in service to all. This is what happens when we're able to prioritize this in life and really discover this potential in ourselves. This is when we really start living fearlessly and showing up and riding the edges in our life. And I'm not saying fearlessly in a way that we don't have fear. I experience a lot of fear in my life, and yet I feel myself continuing to stretch and take leaps and kind of, you know, doing these teleseminars is one example of that, of just continuing to express myself and bring myself out in the world more. And this is what I really want for all of us. In whatever ways we're authentically drawn, it doesn't need to be anything big or snazzy or global in scale, you know, in the ways that we might think of that, but to choose to prioritize coming alive as fully as we're able so that we are an integral engaged, conscious player in this greater web of life unfolding in whatever ways it may. So, yeah, so that's just a little bit of an expansion upon what I was saying before, and it looks like no one who's live right now is feeling drawn to speak, so I'm going to wrap up the call for tonight, and thank you all for showing up with me in this learning, and if any of you, whether you're live or listening later, want to share with me after this call what's come up for you, I would love to get your emails or have a conversation with you. So don't be shy in that way either. Reach out and engage. This is my greatest passion, so I invite you to join me in it and share your experience of it. All right. Good night, you all, and blessings to you. Bye.